And welcome to another African Rhythms. And that was, sorry, Mr. John Coltrane. And that will be our introduction to tonight's show, which is going to be the interview I did on the 28th of August with Kari McClelland. And he is a local soul, gospel, and many other styles, local singer. So that's coming up next. You're listening to African Rhythms here on CITR. I'm David Love Jones. Stick around. I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Dead and gone, and I said, it's so good to be here.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, that man singing is Kari McClelland, and he is our special guest here on African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and of course, you're listening to African Rhythms here on CITR. Welcome, Kari.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Yeah, wow. And then how'd you like that Truthettes doing Teddy Pendergrass?
Like, I don't know. You can't see the record cover from where you're at right now.
And they look young. Audience,
but they look like they're about 12, maybe. And they're singing with all that heart and all that sincerity and all that beauty and really agency. It's wonderful.
No, I was focusing on today. Wow, 9 years ago, Kari was on African Rhythms Radio with, was that your original band?
That was my original band. I'd never been in a band before. Like, that was my first band.
Oh my God. That show is so good, it's ridiculous, and we're going to just have to hear some of Kari's roots. I don't know if all of you know it out there, but he's been involved in this Freedom Singer project at the CBC this year. I've been playing that since the beginning of the year, and it's a fantastic project, and you've come so far, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the sophistication. Well, first, we're going to hear Cornerstone. So you're going to really hear the roots. And I don't know if you're aware of a band called the Sojourners, but that is Kari's other existing band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what a journey.
Yeah, what a journey. It's been a long and winding road. Yeah, but I'm super, super happy to be here today. And yeah, to just continue to be able to express myself through music and to grow as a musician and as a human being. I really feel that those two things for me are very much tied. You know, my growth as an individual and as a human being is what allows me to also be an expressive and powerful communicator as a musician. So yeah, I feel like it's good to be alive and keep on keeping on.
I respect the blend that you've come up with, you know, with your Freedom Singer, which we're going to hear in a little while. It's amazing, the combination of ingredients, and we're going to talk about that and categorization and all the complexities of it all. But one thing that I failed to do 9 years ago when you came on the show is I promised to bring, because that's the first thing we ever bonded on when we met at my record show.
Totally, yeah.
Was gospel music. In fact, you bought half my gospel collection pretty much.
I remember.
Yeah, no, I mean, in these days of me buying and selling records and being such a lover of music, I unloaded some of my Sam Cooke collection, and I believe it all went to Kari McClelland's collection.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so we talked about the Swan Silver Tones, and I'm like, oh my God, you've got to hear Swan Silver Tone Cloud Jader singing Amazing Grace.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go, right now.
Amazing.
Amazing Grace. Sing grace, Lord have mercy, how sweet the sound. That saved one wretch like me. Somebody say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but right now I can see. I once somebody said, not tomorrow, but I can see
an epic Cloud Jader moment, Swan Silvertones, and wow.
Yeah, you amazing.
Know, yeah, no, he is off the deep end, shall we say.
Yeah, yeah, he's one of the greats of all time.
Yeah, I guess Sam Cooke would have been looking up to, or...
Oh, yeah, for yeah. sure.
Because,
yeah.
you know, R.H. Harris was like the original soul stirrer.
Oh, so, yeah. He's probably my favorite singer of all time, R.H. Harris is.
Fill me with a... kindness and power.
Hear my prayer.
That's my prayer.
Hear my prayer.
Oh Lord.
Hear my prayer.
Be there with me.
Hear my prayer.
Every hour. Lord, it's my prayer.
Well, speaking of youth, how about your cornerstone performance here 9 years ago? That's getting back to your youthful days.
Oh, yeah. A decade ago. That's yeah. pretty special.
Yeah, no, 2007. You know, you never think, you know, you're going along and you're doing radio and you're trying to represent community and you're meeting people, whatever. But you never think that later, this could even become history because now Kari McClelland is better known, and Frazee Ford, who's on this next piece, is also part of Cornerstone. And wow, like what a journey both of you have had.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. So let's drop this now. This is live at CITR, Kari's original band, Cornerstone, right here at the old CITR building before we moved. This was one amazing, amazing performance. You guys gonna do another track? What's this one called?
It's called Can't You See How They Done My Lord. Can't you see how they done my Lord, see how they done my Lord. Whoa, can't you see how they done my Lord? Lord.
Track. What's this one called?
It's called Can't You See How They Done My Lord. Can't you see how they done my Lord? See how they done my Lord. Ooh, whoa, ooh. Can't you see how they done my Lord? Lord, ooh. Lord, have mercy on me. Ooh. Well, they nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. Ooh.
Oh, me. Ooh.
that, ladies and gentlemen, is the amazing Cornerstone, Kari's original band, and that's Aura on lead, and then the first track, Kari on lead.
Yes, that was a really wonderful trip back down memory lane. Like, wow. Aura Kogan. For anybody who doesn't know Aura Kogan, what a beautiful performer, what a beautiful musician, and a real communicator of something deep and profound. And I hope that you look for her stuff online somewhere. She just performed in Vancouver, I think it was maybe a night or two ago.
Yeah, I got to check her out.
Yeah, she's still around, and she's doing beautiful music. She's on a label called Hidden City Records that Trish Klein, also from the Be Good Tanyas, is putting out. So check out that label and check out Aura Kogan.
What's your connection with Cosmo and
Cosmo Sheldrake?
Cortez Island? Explain all the connections.
Cortez Island. Cosmo Sheldrake, for those who don't know, is an amazing multi-instrumentalist, singer, beatboxer, producer, all-around man of merriment. He's from London. And Transgressive Records, the same label that I think Michael Kiwanuka broke on, and also Iron and Wine in the UK. Yeah, just fantastic. We've had a long-standing relationship now that almost is about 10 years long. Yeah, we have spent a lot of time on Cortez Island together, working with young people doing music, but also just, lots of shenanigans with that one.
Yeah, no, he's anything from James Blake, and I remember that track when we were at the Empress, and he like played us the samples, and then he just built this track from these Crazy World samples and stuff, and I'm like, this guy's a genius.
Oh yeah, he's a profound artist, and again, for anybody who doesn't know, you better ask somebody.
Yeah, so the Freedom Singer project that you did with the CBC. Cosmo would have done some of those spacey synths that ended up being played or arranged in the song. Would he have had something to do with that?
Well, he's definitely, like, on my EP, he is all over the EP. Like, there is no EP without Cosmo. His
influence is there, or his
production. Oh, yeah, he was one of the producers, so...
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to this Liberty song, because I find this quite interesting how... Yeah, like I like to think of your stuff kind of beyond category, because you can't just call it gospel or soul or say even hip hop, being that, you know, you rhyme on this track, or poetry. So, you know, let's not. We don't have to. Like, you know, it's just music. And it's interesting that the Sojourners is the band that you're in, but yet instead of putting them aside, you incorporate them. Explain them.
I think that one of the things, like, one of my, how would I say, like, idols, one of my mentors in spirit, if not in person, is Sam Cooke and, the band The Soul Stirrers. He was in a gospel group, you know, not too dissimilar from the group that I'm in, and that we do old gospel quartet style, and, you know, it's definitely music that comes out of the tradition of the African-American church. But, I think that Sam Cooke kind of divorced himself from that whole genre, at least in the face of his music and a lot of...
When he went pop.
When he went pop, yeah. And I guess for me, like, that also, I think, in some ways may have led him astray and led him to his demise. Like, he died very young and ended up getting murdered and...
Yeah.
He wouldn't have strayed so far away from the place where he started that maybe he might still be alive right now.
So your Freedom Singer project then is kind of an incorporation of still the spiritual and gospel, but then reaching into sort of a more contemporary hip-hop or soul or other kind of vibe? Would that be how you describe it?
I'm trying to build bridges. I'm trying to, like, you know, stay true to where I come from, but also, be real to, you know, the contemporary sounds that I love and I'm, moved by.
All right, well, let's hear a track from the Freedom Singer.
My name's Kari Wendell McClelland. I am the representation of all my ancestors that have come before me. I am... my mother's son. I am my great-great-great-grandmother's son. I am a musician.
I am a facilitator, someone who believes in working towards justice. Yeah, and planting seeds of hope and resilience in people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast. We're doing a special feature on Kari McClelland. You're listening to African Rhythms.
Tell the truth to all the young, disengaged, and apathetic youth. We waited long enough. The cheat is up, it's heating up. Our time ain't long. It's time to do more than just sing songs. I want love, sacrifice, dedication for relief and refugees without a nation. It wasn't that long ago when my great grand was choked by yokes and at a loss for hope. But with the help of the underground, we made it safe and sound. Went from lost to found. Hear the sound. Other people like thunder are speaking. Free men are coming and liberty's call. Pride in the power of the tyrant is breaking. Millions are rising. Millions are rising. Millions are rising from slavery's thrall.
Swell the chorus. It's time to recognize all the ones that open doors for us. Like Martin and Harriet, waiting for that chariot to carry us home. Working for justice in war zones. We still got work to do. Reparations overdue for catching hell from the prosperous few. They say we'll get ours in the afterlife. But I'm in love with this life, willing to cut through the strife. Living like my life depends on it. Not for salary, but to be free, cause I believe in me. You believe in me, like I believe in you. For the whole and not the few. Sound a trumpet for me, so we can all be free. Sound a trumpet for me, so we can all be free. Sound a trumpet for me, so we can all be free. Sound a trumpet for me, so we can all be free.
Understand that there's a connection between poverty and justice.
Yep. Yeah. Amen, brother.
Because you can be a really wealthy CEO and you can do all kinds of things and you'll never see a day of time in your life.
Amen.
And so what that means is that when people are incarcerated, they're actually never allowed to vote again. That's truth. And just so you know,
like a motherless child, you know. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel so all alone, and I'm a long way from home. Precarious setups made for mishaps. I ride the wagon, bound for relapse. Lord, can I get an amen? And some hand claps for testimony, true story, ancient fabled allegory. The ones I've loved, the ones I've left behind, they sometimes leave me crying, and I don't mind dying, cause fleeting is the time. And I move across this land, bumping into things that can't be held with hands, only felt like parting words and final goodbyes. Cause fleeting is the time. Fleeting is the time. No reasons why, no reasons why. Who knows these things? Not me, not you, no king of kings, it seems. Fools are we, sages, psychos, justice pirates and mystic winos. Baby dolls and rusty nails, windblown trees and half-blown sails, praying to the Lord when all else fails, cause fleeting is the time. And we swing low like busted canopies. Everything is wet and you are far out to sea. Yet I still heard you scream, somebody hold me. Cause fleeting is the time. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, you know. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel so all alone, and I'm a long way from
And that is from Kari's first EP. And that is called Fleeting is the Time.
Fleeting is the Time. That's also the title of the EP.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful. And so you can really hear how perfectly executed the backup singers are on that one. And the groove, you know, it comes together really beautifully.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you're going to release a further EP. The Liberty song that we played will be on your second EP.
Yeah, it's going to be, actually, I think it'll be a full LP, and it's going to be under the sort of Freedom Singer title.
Are the CBC helping you release it?
No, actually, Canada Council has already given support. I think there's some other folks who are about to get online, but yeah, I'm going to start recording that towards the end of September and into October.
fantastic. Yeah, so what I was saying to you before the show began was, well, as you know, I'm working on a film on local soul singer Jason Hoover.
Yeah.
Just to fill the listeners in, Kari himself actually was in a reformed version of Jason's incredible first band from the 60s called The Epics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was about, I guess, about 8 years ago that you were in that reformed band. In fact, I DJ'd at the Biltmore with you at that time, you know.
Yeah.
So here is a singer, Jason Hoover. Now, finally, by the mid-70s, he made his soul funk album. But the journey he went through, being a local black soul singer from Edmonton originally, mm-hmm. but he was pretty much in the top band in town in the late 60s.
Yeah. The Epics were the top of the heap in that time.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that his journey was a tough one in some sense, because, you know, they never released an album for the Epics.
Yes, totally.
You know? And in fact, you know, if you look at their career then, they, unlike you, he didn't really get to do any of his own material while he was performing at the CBC.
Mm-hmm.
He was more like, it began with a cover artist, you know, which, I have some mixed feelings about. But interestingly, the TV show, which we're about to hear a track from, on this show, here was one of the first peaks for Jason. He got booked for the CBC. Now, he'd done a few cover shows. But on this particular TV show, which incredibly Rob from Neptune saved a copy of, it could have been lost for all time.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason hosted the entire TV show. And incredibly, although it was all covers, he got to pick all the music.
Cool.
You know? So it was really an amazing moment. But you see, the interesting contrast is, here was Jason Hoover that finally got to host a whole nationally broadcast TV show. And what happens this year? Kari McLellan got to do the same thing, you know, in January for the Freedom Singer, you know. So here is, you know, Jason from that era. And like I said, Kari, I'd really like you to make some comments for my film, because, you know, this is truly local Black history and you are representing that in modern day. But I think that you are somebody that really can identify with Jason Hoover, you know, his journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely am, like, you know, walking in the footsteps of, you know, the legendary figures of local and national and international music. So I'm like really excited and happy to be able to lend my hand to anything that has to do with Mr. Jason Hoover.
Have you ever actually met Jason?
No.
Yeah, so we're going to make that happen.
I know his son.
Yeah, no, Parker's great. Yeah, I know he's a singer himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we are going to bring that together in the future. And next time I do my shoot for the film, barring that you're in town, I'm going to bring you down and you're going to meet Jason Hoover.
Yeah,
and that'll be just a fantastic telling the journey. But what incredible track I've gotten to play next, because Jason Hoover in 1968, I've done my research, obviously, because I'm working on this film, and he opened for friggin' Wilson Pickett. I kid you not, you know. I mean, he kind of got into some, he opened for Led Zeppelin in 68 too, before they were famous. I mean, Jason had an incredible journey, and we can't really go into all of it tonight, but we'll just give you this one little example. Here is Jason. After Wilson Pickett did it, he did his version of Funky Broadway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Your head now, do the single. my song to the river in the valley below, in the hopes it might wash away my sorrow. And as I walked away, I heard the river clearly say, roll on, my son, roll on, roll on.
And that is a wonderful... Was that a single too, Kari? Roll On?
Yeah, Roll On was the first single from the EP.
Yeah, so that is the Freedom Singer, the first EP from our special guest for almost the whole show, although he's got a gig at 9 o'clock, so he won't be able to stay for the entire whole show, but most of the show. We've had a good chance to overview his career a little bit, and we are blessed to have him perform one live track in the studio before he... He will have to bid us farewell and make his gig. So what song were you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Song of the Agitators. It's, again, one of the songs that's going to be on the new album, the Freedom Singer album. And I'm happy to play it for you. And this is a song that was written in the 1850s. I found it really just as a lyrical sample. And then I added these chords and melodies to it. And here goes.
cease to agitate, we will, when the slave whip sound is still. Mm-hmm. When no more on guiltless limb, fetters cut the circlet grim. Mm-hmm. When no more hounds thirst for blood, scouring the thorny Georgian woods. Mm-hmm. When no more a mother's pleading prayer, quivers on the southern air. On that day, we will be family equal, born and free. Dawn will come, night will cease, we'll rejoice, mind at ease. For that day we'll work and wait, that's when we'll cease to agitate. That's when we will cease to agitate. That's when we will cease to agitate. Now here we are today, still pushing for equal pay. And these treaty rights don't hold, they're shining like the Judas gold. And the stain of blood remains, a mother's only son slain. And our kids keep crying out for more, continually being ignored. On that day, we will be family equal, born and free. Dawn will come, night will cease, we'll rejoice, mind at ease. For that day we'll work and wait, that's when we'll cease to agitate. That's when we will 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 cease to agitate.
Thank you so much, Kari, for
Thank
showing
you, brother.
Up. Yes, bro. Yeah. We will definitely do this again.
All right.
And I'm happy to know you as a friend, and yeah. I appreciate your support in me as a DJ. You know, sometimes it's up and downs being a performer in town, you know,
sure.
And it's great having support and community. I feel we've really built some bridges in the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're much loved, and not just by me, but by many people in the community, and I'm always glad to be able to do anything with you, collaborate in any way.
For listening pleasure, we're going to go out with a Rance Allen track.
All right.
Yeah, maybe one you haven't heard.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, peace and love to you, Kari.
Take care, brother.
Thanks. That's the incredible Linda Jones. And of course, we've played her many times on the show, and that's one of our Northern Soul classics. So coming out of the Carrie McClelland extended feature on the show. Oh, by the way, before that was Rance Allen and Up Above My Head. And I know that's one of Carrie's favorites. So he'll enjoy listening to that later on the podcast. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to African Rhythms Radio. We will be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast right here in Vancouver. We'll be right back. Canada's own Carla Whitney back on Choka Campbell production. He went from Motown to Canada and did that amazing production. I'm David Love Jones, and that's almost it for another African Rhythms Radio. Of course, at the top of the hour, we've got Spoken Word Radio and Skulls Hall, so stick around for that. We're going to go out. Of course, the whole show was dedicated to Kari McClellan's studying his history. And of course, he was here live on African Rhythms Radio 9 years ago with a Cornerstone track. So that's amazing to update and just see the progress that he's made. And big love to him. Thanks to Colleen for taking care of bringing him out here and arranging the interview. So I'm David Love Jones. We're going to go out with a couple of epic tracks. Tarika Blue is an amazing 1977 album that we've played in the past. And Truth is the Key with the amazing Irene Datcher on vocals is a spiritual soul jazz track. And Skip Mahoney, Town Called Nowhere, would be a perfect way to end this Kari McClellan's radio show. So until next time, I'll be back next week. I'm David Love Jones. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast there. So until next week, between 7:30 and 9 p.m., peace and love to you.
101.9 FM on your dial.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show.